Now, we're very fortunate in this country to live in a free, democratic, it is a free democratic country, with an elected multi-party democracy that operates within the framework of a constitutional monarchy with an independent judiciary. But the whole can only work provided that we all accept the rule of law. I suspect that most of us believe that British justice is the paradigm by which all other systems should be judged. But is that really the case? This is where Margaret's book choice of the month comes in, as Margaret has chosen The Secret Barrister, Stories of Law and How It's Broken, which ironically some reviewers have described as the legal answer to This Is Going to Hurt, which was your book choice last month. So what say you, Margaret?
Yeah, it is definitely the law, warts and all, I think, Scott.
Uh-huh.
So if you're going to read this, and I would say that everyone can probably learn something from this book, then be prepared for some surprises.
Now, I know we haven't been doing these reviews very long, but since that time, this is the first time I've not seen a single critical review. They've all been very positive. So what did you think?
I think I only saw one review that described the book as totally boring.
Say what you mean.
Short and sweet, yeah, yeah. And I think they speak very well of the reviewer as well. But, well, I definitely feel I've learnt something from the book, but I think it's a book that if you work through it to the end, you're left with a feeling of depression about how things stand. And things that you took for granted about the law aren't necessarily so. Not anymore. Let me qualify that.
Mm-hmm.
I think things have changed a lot. That's the feeling that comes through to me after reading this book. And I think the point that the author or authors...
Yeah, because we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Male, female, or a combination of people. No, we don't know, it's right. I think what the point they're trying to get across is, don't assume that your knowledge from 10, 15 years ago still holds good.
Mm-hmm.
Because governments, by stealth, it's not implied, it's fairly blatantly stated in the book, have introduced adjustments to the law over that time.
Now, you indicated that you'd sort of staggered through this book and it was a very heavy read.
Yeah.
Although a lot of people have said here that this is a must read. What did you think?
Well, I was determined to go through it, to finish it, because I did find that I learned things from it. But I do think that whoever wrote this book has some personal axes to grind about their own place in the legal system.
And we think that they are lawyers of some description.
Oh yes, I think so, but not necessarily one person.
Right.
Because I detect, as I go through the book, different styles and different ways of approaching the examples that are given and the cases that they cite in the book. So,
because one of the things that I saw in one of the reviews, it pointed out that whole areas of the law, including family, housing and immigration, debt and employment, have been taken outside the realm of publicly funded legal representation. A whole lot of us could be left stuck
high and dry. Absolutely. Yeah. I think the point, and it's a very valid one, that whoever wrote the book is saying is there is a good chance that at some point in your life you will be involved with the law. Not necessarily because you've committed a crime, but because somehow or another you're caught up in the law mechanism. Don't assume that even if you're at the end of the day exonerated or whatever, or there is no case to answer, don't assume you're going to get compensated for any of your time, for example, days off work.
And probably
the fact that you've had to employ a lawyer.
Yeah.
But don't just assume, as a lot of people do, if I win my case, I'll get whacking great costs and all my fees paid. Not necessarily the case.
Did it indicate how or what sort of cases you'd be likely to be able to get any costs awarded?
Not really, because I think, and I can understand that's quite difficult, because without knowing the minutiae of each case, I suppose he, she is not in a position to say that.
So would you recommend this book?
I would recommend it, because I think it's definitely a learning curve. It taught me things I didn't know. I mean, many years ago in my career, I did work in the legal world, not as a solicitor or a barrister, but I worked for what was then the Lord Chancellor's Department. And I can tell the difference that there's been over the period of time. But I would say, even if you're not coming at this with any experience of the law, it's one of these books, Forewarned is Forearmed, and I think it teaches you a lot. And it also knocks the assumptions that we all make.
British law is...
absolutely.
You know, it's fine. You
if you're innocent, you've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
That isn't strictly true.
And is that because... is that the law, or is it to do with the fact that the police don't always present all of the evidence that they should, or is it a mixture of things?
I think it's an element of both.
Right.
I think the law has definitely changed over the past 10, 15 years, and a lot of the assumptions that we all have, certainly mine, are out of date, and I now realise that. And I think if you read the book, then, you know, you will be prepared to adjust your ideas, shall we say.
Because it seems that that he was very critical of some of the judges, suggesting that they only had 18 hours worth of training, then they're promptly a magistrate.
Well, I think he is very critical of the magistrate system. I should qualify that.
Yeah.
Are very critical of the magistrate system. And I think it's very true what is said, that a lot of laymen and laywomen don't realise the lack of training involved in being a magistrate.
So anybody can be a magistrate?
That you're not actually legally qualified. Really? You aren't a solicitor or a barrister.
Yeah.
So beware, because, you know, you're tried by your peers. And you know, that is exactly what it says. You're not tried by anybody who has got higher qualifications in the law.
And sometimes, do they even have juries these days?
Yes. Yes.
It's another problem.
Is the jury system good or bad? Well, I guess that's been debated ever since medieval times, hasn't it?
Probably.
We're no nearer, are we?
Yeah. So, not light reading.
It isn't light reading, often quite depressing reading. I wouldn't say it's an easy book to read. It's certainly not one you take to read on the beach in the Bahamas or somewhere.
Not, yeah.
But I think it's a book that actually teaches you something.
So, well, we've got Christmas coming up, but it probably is not a book that you would suggest for Christmas.
No.
But it's certainly one you should think about.
Well, I would say it's a book that you will... it will probably change your perceptions. I mean, depending on what background you're coming at it.
Yeah.
But I'd be very surprised if there's not at least one bit in that book, there were several in my case, that really made you think, I didn't know that.
Yeah, made you sort of
And
really
it was sort of a light bulb moment,
yeah.
For want of a better expression. Yeah, so I think it is useful, because, you know, I mean, he comes up with this he, she, they, come up with this estimation that one in three of us will be involved in something to do with the law during our lifetime.
And even that's frightening.
And it is. Yeah. It is. Because statistically, you think, well, I've got a very good chance of that someone being me.
So, would you like to remind us the book details, the title, etc.?
I would. It's called The Secret Barrister, and it's subtitled Stories of the Law and How It's Broken, and it is by The Secret Barrister.
Right, and it's published by Macmillan.
Published by Macmillan, yes.
Right, and it's about, well, I don't know, £14.44, is it £16.99?
If you know, I mean, Amazon, Waterstones, and everyone's got a different price on it, but...
Fair enough. Well, thanks very much indeed for that, Margaret. And have you decided what your book choice would be for next month?
I have indeed.
Yeah?
I'm turning this time to a psychological thriller.
Oh, good grief.
And it's got a very short title. It's called Sleep.
Sweep?
Sleep.
Oh, sleep.
Sleep, as in snoring.
Right.
Sleep. Yeah, and it's by C.L. Taylor, who is a lady...
Right.
And it's one of a series of books she's written. Mm-hmm. I haven't read any of the others, but apparently they're all standalone.
Right.
So you don't have to have read other books by C.L. Taylor to have read Sleep.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. We shall look forward to that in about a month's time.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Good stuff.